is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump says it's about taking out drug runners. Venezuela's leaders say it's about taking out them. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says the president has okayed CIA operations in Venezuela and may carry out strikes.
Venezuela's foreign ministry saying this type of maneuver aims to legitimize a regime change operation as its ultimate goal of having access to Venezuelan oil resources. It comes after the U.S. carried out its fifth deadly strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat off Venezuela.
The sheriff in Humphreys County, Tennessee, says his best friend was one of the victims of last week's explosion that leveled a munitions factory. Today, all 16 victims have been identified, and they're still looking for the cause. Diane Keaton's death last weekend was first reported by People magazine, which today quotes the actress's family as saying the cause of death was pneumonia. The Oscar winner was 79. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Allen. A bill that lawmakers hope will reduce the amount of reckless driving offenses in Milwaukee and elsewhere now heads to Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's indicated he'll sign it. Under that bill, police would be able to impound vehicles used in a reckless driving offense, regardless of who owns the vehicle. Governor Evers is urging President Trump not to terminate energy project funding. The governor sent a letter amid reports that the Trump administration plans to terminate over 600 awards, including $1.5 billion that's already been approved for Wisconsin projects with energy-related goals and objectives. And Wisconsinites are being urged to get their flu, COVID, and RSV vaccines now rather than later. Department of Health Services epidemiologist Tom Haupt says those shots take time to activate in your body, so getting the shots now will help prevent you from catching or spreading illness later in the season. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm from mid-October, highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Dave, and Killian. It is 7:03 on Thursday morning. Lots of activity happening outside the studio. Lots of activity going on in the studio. Stay tuned. We'll be talking all about that in about 6 minutes. Here's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on Max FM.
Yeah. Malibu's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Today is
National Bosses Day.
National Boss Day?
Look at the calendar!
It's National Bosses Day.
And you're the coolest boss.
I'm so in love with my boss.
Brown nosers.
Brown noser.
We all know it's hard to be a boss, right?
Not today!
Happy National Bosses Day.
Enough jibber jabber.
Let's get back to work.
You got it, boss!
No, seriously, let's go.
Ready, set, go!
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more in 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Killian, Emily, and Dave. It is 7:10 on Thursday morning. Yes, it is National Bosses Day as well. For those that were not aware of that, let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We do have a chance of showers this morning. Cloudy with a high of 64. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of showers. It will be partly cloudy with a low of 56. On Friday, partly sunny and beautiful, a high of 77. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely with the low of 57. Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue. Mostly sunny, a high of 72. Sunday, a slight chance of showers to start the day, mostly sunny, a high of 58. Looking at the next week, we see highs in the low 60s, lows in the 40s, and possibly into the 30s by the middle of the week next week. Currently 51 degrees and cloudy outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, there is a lot of activity happening in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue. They're working to put cell towers up on top of the courthouse. If you are going through this area, I would recommend slowing down or avoid the area to let the workers do their work. There's trucks out here, there's people out here, there's equipment out here, and there's a very large crane out here. And Killian, you got to see that crane as you were coming into the office this morning. A lot of activity out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a lot of activity going on.
And so I was thinking we should send Killian up in that crane. What do you think, Killian? Great idea or bad idea?
Terrible idea. No, thank you.
You don't want to be up that high either?
Nope.
Me neither. So, Emily, we're not going to make Killian doing anything crazy today.
That's good. That's good. Let's keep him in the studio and safe.
Yes, that is our goals. Safety is my middle name, after all. No one start laughing too soon on that one.
I did. That's not your middle name at all,
no,
figuratively or literally. Definitely not your middle name.
No, not at all. We have a special guest in studio, Emily. This is one of my favorite opportunities to talk about something we don't normally get to talk about during our morning show, right?
Right. I'm excited to hear all about this.
Well, and ironically, we played UB40, Red Red Wine, and I thought that would be appropriate.
Of course, you wouldn't mess with the playlist to intro our special guest in a special way, would you, Dave?
No, not at all. I never mess with the playlist in case the bosses are listening on National Bosses Day. But if they are, that just happenstance. We do have Casey Holloway from Baraboo Bluff Winery in studio today. Good morning, Casey. How are you doing today?
Great, Dave. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. We're so happy to have you into the new Max FM studios. This is a first for you, first for us as well. And so you are from Baraboo Bluff Winery. And what do you do at Baraboo Bluff Winery, Casey?
Yeah, so I'm the vineyard manager there. I'm also the current winemaker. So it's a family business. We started this, the winery, and we opened our tasting room in 2015. We started growing grapes in 2012. My stepfather, Fred, this is kind of his brainchild. He was a home winemaker for many years. And after a while, he just started taking classes, and he did a practicum with Wollersheim. So he's got some hands-on experience there. And he's got the location for it. We're located on Terrytown, west of BD, about 10 miles down. So if you check us out, the tasting room itself is up on the hill. It's a great south-facing exposure, so our vines get plenty of sun. And then in the winter, all that cold air usually sits down below. So if we get like a late freeze or something in March or April, usually it doesn't affect our vines as much as it would somebody growing grapes on a flat surface, right?
Yeah, you guys have a perfect location. Yeah. Now, I've been there.
Science behind it. I like learning about this. I've always been inspired by the thought of growing grapes and making wine, and I don't really know anything about how to do it. So this is great. Thank you so much, Casey.
Yeah. So I went to school for soil and land management in Stevens Point. So I know a little bit about soil, and every good plant, you know, comes from good soil. So that's kind of my background, and I didn't expect to be growing grapes, but but here we are. And, you know, to be honest with you, I wasn't much of a wine drinker either. You know, when you're in your 20s as a young male, wine really isn't on the menu too often. So
no, it's but definitely
some
not.
Other choices, yeah, for the 20-something dude. Yeah, exactly.
So fall harvest season is coming up, Casey. You were kind of talking about spring and so forth. So fall harvest season is coming up. A lot of work goes into that, I'm assuming, and that's what starts helping get the wine ready that you work on over the winter, correct?
Yes, correct. And actually, we actually just finished harvest. So we pick our whites about a month before we pick our reds, just because they ripen quicker. Our reds, we like to sit a little longer, just for different reasons. Sugar content, usually the longer you let the grape sit on the vine, the sweeter the wine will be. So, and you think a lot of our reds aren't sweet, but we need those higher sugar contents just for fermentation purposes. So we do have a lot of vines at Baraboo Bluff. We have about 8 acres, and we used to handpick some of it, but it's just getting too big now. So Wollersheim actually comes out with their harvester, which is pretty cool, and they machine pick most of it. So
makes it a lot easier, that is for sure. Now, you have a couple of upcoming events over at the winery. What are those, Casey?
Yeah, so in October, we do vineyard walks every Saturday. Usually it's weather dependent, but even if it is a little bit of a drizzle, we have canopies and stuff. So that's a good time. Just take a walk through the vineyard. We have several stops where you can taste wines and talk to the winemaker, sample some cheeses, and usually we have chocolates and whatnot. Great opportunity for photos. I'm at the top of our hill where our second to last station usually is the best view, and you can see all the way usually to the Walmart tower there. So it's a great view of the valley, and especially when the colors are changing.
So That is a great venue out there, and myself, I've been out there myself. It's a neat place to go. The view is amazing when you're up there from that hill. Mm-hmm. You have some exciting news to talk about to start this year, in the beginning of the year, and we're going to reveal this today on Max FM. So this is something that our listeners are hearing about for the very first time. And Casey, what is that exciting news as of January 1st?
Yeah, as of January 1st of 2026. And it's cool that we're announcing this on Boss's Day.
Yeah.
I will be the new boss there at Bearable Bluff. So,
hey, yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's awesome news. I bet you never figured you would be running a winery
completely as
the boss after going to soil management and for college.
No, not at all. But it's, you know, I've been with it since the beginning, and it's our family winery, so it's just kind of the next step, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, there'll be some hurdles that I gotta cross, but it's gonna be great. And we also have we didn't mention this. We also have another winery, Broken Bottle, which is just towards the Dells by the Craft Mall, and that's our sister winery that I'll be taking over as well. So it's gonna be kind of double duty. And if I come in here next year with a few more grays in my hair, Maybe I will dye it polka dot purple like yours, Dave.
Yeah, there you go. It covers up those grays well, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been told.
Yes, it covers it up very well.
You could match some of the purple of the grapes. You know, you could find something really fun to do with your hair along with the winery. I think there's a lot of creativity behind that for sure.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think that's a great idea, Casey. You want to cover up that gray because, being the boss definitely will give you a little bit more gray hair, I'm sure. I mean, you're fortunate to have some pretty good employees there, too, as well.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them are pretty good, right?
Most of them. You know a few of them, and we don't mention names, but no. They're all great. Our employees are really what makes our tasting room go. I mean, if the customers have a good experience, you know, 75% of it's on the employee, and then the other 25%, you know, the location and the product, I feel like. So they're great people.
They really are. I can attest to that. I do know a couple of them, and yes, they will remain nameless for my own safety as well. But no, they're great employees. We have such a good time.
Safety is your middle name, Dave. We just discussed it. Oh, right. It's not. That's right.
No, it's not. But no, and that's what does make the experience, that is for sure, is the employees interacting with the people that come in, the guests that come in, because they have to be subject matter experts, and that's what it comes down to, is people are going to ask questions, and I did help out at a brewery, so that is one of those things. You have to know the answers. You can't make it up on the fly. You gotta know the product. Yep. Now, all right, I'm gonna ask Emily, what's your favorite kind of wine?
Okay, you know my answers are not always that easy to give. They're more complicated. It depends on the time of year. But so warm weather, definitely some Sauvignon Blanc is my favorite. And then in the colder weather, I like to lean into the reds and do like Pinot Noir. So that would be kind of my general answer.
Okay. Now, Casey, now, as you mentioned, you said as a typical 20-year-old male, wine was not your choice of beverage. And was not mine either at that age, quite honestly. And Killian here would not know anything about any of that because he's drinking, I believe,
not
coffee this
30,
morning.
Dude.
So we know Killian's always on his best behavior. Yeah. So I'm not asking Killian today. No offense, Killian. And Killian, is your answer going to be grape juice, I'm assuming?
Absolutely, yeah, grape juice.
Yes.
He says, did you hear that innocent tone that he just pulled out?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I seen a wink over there.
So. I did too, me too. So, but we're going with grape juice for Killian. Now, Casey, what is your favorite wine?
Like Emily said, it's kind of based on the time of the year and what I'm doing, you know. If I'm having a steak or something, I like a cab. At the winery, we do make a lot of our own wines from a lot of our grapes. So we have a Petit Pearl, which is it's a red grape, and we make into a dry red. So we oak it on our oak, and that's probably one of my favorites right now. It's got nice.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's got nice kind of cherry aromas to it, and we age it for about a year, and it it's just a nice Wisconsin dry red wine. Yeah, you'll have to come up and try it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, absolutely. I'm kind of feeling like, Dave, we talk about food a lot on the morning show.
We do.
Dave's been up since 3 in the morning usually, so he's ready for lunch. So he often talks about what he's having for dessert at about 9 a.m. So at this point, you know, it's 7:20. If my mouth starts watering for steak and your red wine that you just described with the cherry aromas, like, that's fine. It's 7:20. That's okay.
And speaking of steak, a lot of our steaks, well, at my house too, I like to marinate in red wine. And so you can kind of double dip there. It's, you know, one for the pan and one for the glass, right?
That's exactly how I like to cook. I mean, and that is something that's great to mention, because you can marinate steak or chicken with wine, and that's something that I've dabbled in from the cooking standpoint, because I really enjoy cooking. Anyone that knows me knows the setups that we use in our little house over here, and we have everything from a Blackstone to a smoker to a grill, and so we go every which way, and all of a sudden now I'm thinking about turkey marinated with wine in a smoker.
Ooh.
That is definitely
going to Dave's house for Thanksgiving. It's decided he's going to smoke marinated turkey with your wine and smoke it. And then we're all going to eat a great
meal. I will donate wine for that cause for sure. Yeah. And I did bring wine for you too, Dave. We're not going to open it today because I forgot the wine opener.
But... No, that's okay.
It's only 7:20, Casey.
I know. Well, you said he gets up at 3, so it's.
Yeah.
He's ready.
It's 5 o'clock here, I guess.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So, no, we're not going to open that. That's one tool I don't have in my arsenal is a corkscrew. So I know Killian.
There's one downstairs.
Oh, is there? Oh, see y'all later. No, it's kidding.
We got a whole kitchen. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I knew where there was one to be found if I absolutely needed to. So, that I've done that in the Weicker Great Day building before, though.
No.
No, never.
Not at all. In case, again, the bosses happen to be listening. Right. So, Casey, thank you so much for stopping in. I appreciate you being here. I'm hoping maybe we can come up with some sort of regular plan to, you know, talk with you guys a little bit more, work with you guys a little bit more as things progress here, because I think we may have some great ideas the more we just sit here and talk about food and wine and things like that.
Absolutely. And your view is great. I love watching these guys work on this cell phone tower right now. So this is cool.
And see, Casey just figured out how easily all of us are distracted looking out this window here.
Yeah.
Isn't this just amazing, the amount of activity that's taking place outside
of
here?
It's cool. It's a lot. It's organized chaos, but they do a great job from what I can see.
Yes.
Yeah, just wait till you see the cars drive backwards or the wrong direction. Then Dave turns into a traffic cop and things get really exciting up there.
Well, yeah, we saw when Wendy was filling in Monday, she saw one too, but we're not going to say whose vehicle that was. We're leaving that one well enough alone. So,
Awesome.
Yeah. We're always on our best behavior. Casey, thank you so much for being here. And Emily, you and I'll be back at 7:40 to celebrate some birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds good. Thanks, Casey. Appreciate you being
there. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Now, this song is appropriate. It's not about me whatsoever. They would never say this about me. Here are the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle on Max FM.
Let me light your candle, cause the mama I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play. Let me light your candle, cause the mama I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hello.
chemicals, and mama, I'm sure all the henna nags around.
Because my love.
80s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. 7:31 on Thursday morning. We're going to have a look at sports and weather coming up in just moments. The morning show is brought to you by Peerboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for our fall vintage and estate jewelry sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jeweler's Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. There's not much going on today, but Will Scanlon and Mallory Olson will be heading off to state today for Baraboo Girls Tennis, and if they do well, they will be competing again tomorrow. We will talk about the upcoming football games tomorrow as well for games happening in this area. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Game three for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Terang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at, and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out, and we got a good group of guys, and we've fought all year, so I think heading to L.A., I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers, Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. Seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate, so obviously it's tough, but that being said, we got to take it with upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4, and it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm from mid-October, highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Dave, and Killian. It is 7:40 on Thursday, October 16th. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, if you have a birthday or anniversary you want to text in, send this one now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. Quick look at our weather forecast. We do have a chance of showers this morning into the afternoon. Cloudy with a high of 64. Tonight, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low of 56 on Friday. It's going to be beautiful, partly sunny, a high of 77. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a low of 57. Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances, mostly sunny, a high of 72. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers to start the day, mostly sunny, a high of 56. Currently, 51 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Killing is, we're looking outside the window, there is a lot of activity happening now.
Yeah, there's a ton of people out there working. It's interesting to see.
Yeah, it's distracting. It's interesting. They're working on putting new cell towers on the courthouse. There is a crane now going across the street picking up one of those towers. If you are working in the downtown Baraboo area today, I would say probably go a different route. You don't need to be going down 3rd Avenue, right, Killian?
Absolutely right.
Yeah, we can see the amount of stuff going on. Emily, it is time to celebrate celebrity birthdays. This is a shorter list, but that's okay because we have Ben Bromley waiting as well.
We don't like to keep him waiting. Ben has a lot to say, and he needs to be on the radio ASAP to do so. So we'll fly through these birthdays. It is Naomi Osaka's 28th birthday today. She was a former tennis champion. Katerina Scorsone is 44. Dr. Amelia Shepherd on the one and only Grey's Anatomy. You know, that show really lasts. I know teenagers who are like crazy about that show. I never got into it, so I guess I don't really understand the hook. But anywho, Jeremy Jackson is 45 years old. Hobie Buchanan on Baywatch. Why are we still celebrating Baywatch? Like, that show's like before my time, dude. Like, come on. And it wasn't even very good.
No, that was the thing. It was not that good. And Killian is probably going, what is Baywatch right now? But if you ask your parents,
it's not good. Thinking about
it. They made a movie with it with The Rock. That was like, it came out in like 2016 or something. So I know that.
Yeah.
This is true. Didn't see that either.
I forgot about that. All right. So John Meyer is 48. Say no such thing. Waiting on the world to change. Who's next on our list, Killian?
Did we go Kelly Martin?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Kelly Martin is 50, and she's Lucy on ER.
Yeah, and who else is after Kelly Martin?
Wendy Wilson is 56. Wilson Phillips, singer and the daughter of Beach Boy Brian Wilson.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
about that. I didn't know that.
I forgot about that.
I still learn things every day from the morning show. What you know about that? Did not know that at all.
I'll take the next one because this is a big one, and then Emily can take the next big one after that. Flea is 63. Awesome bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their biggest hits include Under the Bridge, Danny California, and Scar Tissue. A little known fact, Flea also provided the bass line for Young MC's classic rap, Bust a Move, and wore a pair of pants made out of sewn together stuffed animals in the video for Bust a Move.
I love myself some Flea. Remind me sometime to tell the story about what happened to me at the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Oh boy.
When I was 16.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Not a great ending of that story.
Oh boy.
Favorite band. Went to the concert and the rest is history. Anywho, we'll move on to the next thing and we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about concert shenanigans from when we were young and another time on another show. But anyways, today, what is today? The 16th. Tim Robbins is celebrating 67th birthday. Tim Robbins, of course. Shawshank Redemption star. That movie gets better every time I watch it. It's so great. Here's a huge music birthday. Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead, everybody, 78 years old. Biggest hit, Touch of Grey. Beautiful song, but there is about 70,000 other hits that Bob Weir has been involved in. Let's be honest, the Grateful Dead has a lot of music. There's one more, and then we'll get to a local.
Yeah, Killian, do you want to take the last celebrity birthday of this person turning 82 today?
Fred Turner, 82 today. So the Turner of the Bachman?
Yeah,
Turner Overdrive.
Just say BTO, dude. It's cool.
BTO, I guess.
Yeah, so we say BTO because we don't want to say it. That's a common thing you will hear is BTO. And look at the songs, Killian. What are some of these songs from the BTO?
We got You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, Taking Care of Business, and Let It Ride.
Yeah, Taking Care of Business.
Oh, yeah, now that makes sense.
Yeah, those songs are used in a lot of movies, commercials, things like that. So they're great songs. They just, you know, everybody kind of knows them because they've got like, they're almost like commercial jingles. They're really good, though.
See, Killian, you learned something today. Now, see, you're, every time you hear that, you're going to know that. So
I'm going to think BTO, Fred Turner.
And BTO. That is our celebrity birthdays. We do not have any local birthdays that came in today.
Whose birthday is it? Come on, text in. Somebody's got to be having a birthday today.
Exactly. So, but hey, we will always appreciate those texts, 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about Halloween candy, the most important thing we need to talk about today.
Absolutely, 100%. It's the only important thing in October, with the exception of the leaves and all the other awesome things. But candy it is. All right. Looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Speaking of celebrities, we have Ben Bromley in the wings from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about why weekends are best. Brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run. Good morning, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce, our very own local celebrity. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing great, Dave. How's everybody on your end?
We're doing great. You know, Killian and I are watching all the activity. Killian, look at all this going on. Now they have the crane going across the road here, it looks like.
Yeah, and I see a dog. Let's go.
We're easily distracted, Ben, and, you know, this is how we roll today. They're putting a cell tower up on the courthouse, and so lots of activity going on, and kind of like our calendar as well.
Indeed. We always seem to have a big highlight. Of course, last weekend was Fair and Square weekend. This weekend is the Fall Art Tour. But before we get to that, Dave, we actually have an event I would love to talk about that's happening tonight at the Al Ringling Theater.
Let's talk about that event.
So as folks might have heard, there's a big PBS documentary coming out called America at 250, The American Revolution. Well, they're going to do a little sneak peek and a panel discussion tonight at the Al Ringling at 7 p.m., and it's a free event.
Free event, and that's at the Al Ringling tonight at 7 p.m. We don't normally get to talk about something on Thursdays, so that's pretty cool.
So you might be entertained, and you might learn something, Dave.
That's what we like, you know. That is how we roll, and we know that there's things going on this weekend. We have the Macabre 13, Ben. That is going to be a great event happening in Circus World. Friday and Saturday night, and, you know, our very own Rhonda is involved with that as well. So tickets are just $7. Event.
Yeah, you bet. This is an annual favorite, Halloween-themed short plays written by local people.
That's going to be a great event, and they're bringing back past plays as well as part of this for the anniversary. So I hear it's going to be oh so cool.
Absolutely. I mean, they didn't pick any of mine, so I have a bone to pick with Rhonda, but we'll discuss that another time.
All right. But I'm sure you will survive, Ben.
Well, also, Dave, you mentioned Macabre, and of course, the Fall Art Tour does start on Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at artist studios all over the area. This, of course, takes place in Dodgeville, Mineral Point, Spring Green, as well as Baraboo. But Baraboo alone has, you know, 20-plus artists who are going to open the doors of their studios so people can watch them at work and maybe patronize the arts a little bit. But that's going to be a big draw. You'll see lots of people in town for that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Good to know. And anything else you want to talk about on Friday, October 17th?
We've got a fundraiser. Our friends at Jane's Journey Home for Dogs. Of course, that's basically a hospice care organization for dogs. They're having an event called Haunted Trails for Senior Tales. This is going to take place Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. out at Jane's Journey. They're on Highway W, just outside of town.
It's a great event, and the admission is $20 per person or $100 for groups of six or more, and this all benefits Jane's Journey Home for Dogs. And we are proud to be a sponsor of that, and it's just something that they help out all those senior pets in our area. And you know what? They're going to be doing some trick-or-treating as well on Saturday, and costumes are encouraged, so stop on by and help support a great cause, Ben.
You bet. Of course, we've been talking about the Fall Haunted Downtown Walk since it's that time of year. That takes place at 7 p.m. That's a Baraboo Tours event, so they leave at 524 Oak Street, 7 p.m. And then we've got a full day Saturday. Dave, you and I have already talked about the Fall Art Tour and about Macabre and about the Haunted Trails for Tales, but we also have the Pumpkin Special train rides out at Mid-Continent Railway Museum. Those are going to take place Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, that's a series of rides. You've got four choices during the day, all day, Saturday, and Sunday.
Great time of year. You can start seeing a little bit of the leaves changing as well. So
sure can. Speaking of the leaves changing, Dave, oh, what a segue. The final installment of the Fall Vineyard Walk and Tastings Among the Vines at Baraboo Bluff Winery is coming up Saturday. They've been doing this every Saturday for a month. Catch that between noon and 3:30. Your last chance is Saturday.
And you can stop by and say hi to Casey, who was just in here a few minutes ago. And, you know, you can say, I heard you talking on the radio, Casey, and now we're going to come out and say hi. So, yes, Casey was
radio
just...
Radio works, people.
It does. We just had Casey in here. We're talking about some of their new wines and his upcoming new role over at Baraboo Bluff Winery.
Very good. And we have some, speaking of wine, another excellent segue. We've got some live music Saturday at Balanced Rock Winery. Local favorite Sam Ness. He'll be performing from 4 until 6:30.
What a great opportunity to hear some great music this weekend. And then again, as a reminder, the Fall Art Tour and the Pumpkin Train continues on Sunday, October 29th. You can always go to baraboo.com for the full list of events because we don't get to every one of them sometimes. And I'm just taking a sneak peek at next weekend, and it looks like another busy weekend next weekend as well, Ben.
You sure will be. Oh, Dave, I have one other thing I can call people's attention to this weekend.
Yes.
Discover Wisconsin has been in Baraboo, and they've put together an episode that was commissioned by the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. That's going to be on TV this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, various cable channels across the Upper Midwest. Now, if you don't happen to catch the broadcast times, the entire episode is up on YouTube. If you go to Discover Wisconsin's page on YouTube, you can see the whole thing there. And we've highlighted dozens and dozens of locations. Of course, you couldn't possibly get to them all in a 20-minute television episode. But I thought the Discover Wisconsin crew did a great job of presenting Baraboo, and they even let me pull some amusing shenanigans.
And if you want to see that, I can give you some show times as well. You can watch that at 1 p.m., Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. Baraboo Broadcasting also airs Discover Wisconsin, so you can catch it there. You can also catch it next Wednesday at 1 p.m. on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. We'll put some other special airings up there as well. I know the general manager of Baraboo Broadcasting, and we can maybe twist his arm to get a few more opportunities to see that on the air, Ben.
Well, wonderful, Dave. Thanks for passing that along.
Yeah, you bet. If you want to connect up with that general manager, I'm sure we can maybe get you some more times on there and then get it on some social media pages as well, so folks don't miss it. We'll be glad to help out with that.
Beautiful. Yeah, we're hoping, obviously, we want the local folks to enjoy it. They'll see people they know. And, of course, the main goal is to get it out to other markets around the Midwest to get people to visit this wonderful community and maybe spend a dollar or two.
Indeed. It is such a wonderful community to be a part of. Ben, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Hey, keep me updated on that whole cell tower situation.
We definitely will. Killian and I will be keeping tabs on that again. Third Avenue is currently closed in the 100 block as there's a crane going across the street. So we will keep tabs on that throughout the morning. We appreciate Ben, as always, from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. In just moments, we're also going to have the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. We can talk about health care after the government reopens. That from Senate Majority Leader John Thune telling MSNBC he has offered Democrats a vote on extending Obamacare subsidies. But he continues to insist that the government must be reopened before those conversations can happen. As immigration raids continue, some police departments are taking money to partner with ICE. But not in Dallas.
We were offered $25 million to be a part of 287G.
Says Dallas Police Chief Daniel Como.
And we said absolutely no. Turned it down.
184 agencies in Texas and the state DPS itself have said yes.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Chicago, immigration agents have demanded passports and visas from legal residents as proof of identity. President Trump says he's considering ground strikes in Venezuela to take out drug cartels. It was pneumonia that claimed Diane Keaton at age 79, reports People magazine. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A bill establishing penalties for sextortion in Wisconsin is ready to be signed into law. The measure, named after 15-year-old sextortion victim Brandon